the map. This is Ron Costa broadcasting live from the Mappable USA studios in Las Vegas, Nevada. And folks, you want to stay healthy? If you do, you probably want to listen to this podcast. There's some good stuff coming up. Before we get into it, though, let's introduce Vicky Hatchmala from the World Token Market. Vicky, how are you today?
I'm just fabulous. I'm just so happy today, Ron, because the sun is shining. And boy, do we have a great podcast on a great subject that will impact everybody. And we should get going.
All right, great. So let's get going with this. Let's introduce David Quinney. David is the co-founder of Fios Health. David, how are you doing today?
I'm very well, Ron and Vicky. Thank you so much for having me on the pod.
Our pleasure,
David. Our pleasure. Absolutely. So, David, you came in a while back from Las Vegas. You gave a great presentation on what's going on. We had to get you on the podcast. It took a little bit of time, but we finally did it. So today's the day. So thank you for taking the time out for being on the show. But before we get into the whole thing, let's talk about you a little bit. What's your background? And let's talk about Fios as well.
Sure, absolutely. And thank you again. And it's great to be back with both of you. It was a pleasure to sit down with you in Vegas, almost a month ago now. I'm grateful that we're able to get back together and hang out and talk about all of these things. So as you mentioned, I'm David Quinney. I'm one of the four co-founders of Fios Health Technologies. We are a predictive and preventive disease screening and full health system essentially in your pocket, which I'll get into here in a few. My background, I grew up in Salt Lake City, Utah, and graduated from there and went off to college, attended University of Miami, 2002 to 2006. I did a double major in psychology and marketing, and started my first business while I was at university with some of still my best friends. Sold my portion of that business upon graduation and moved out to sunny California. I began my career there. I'm a serial entrepreneur for years. I've just always kind of had that entrepreneurial itch. And so I began my career in film finance and production. We were designing complex financial models around independent films that we were making, had a fabulous team of partners and mentors out there to begin my career in my early 20s. And just like everybody else, but especially in leading Edge Entertainment, we ran into the great financial crisis in 2008-09. Which was an incredibly tumultuous period, but I'm also very grateful that I got to experience something like that so early in my career. I think it builds great problem-solving skills, resilience, and it lets you know that things aren't always, up and to the right, sort of like we've seen pretty much since then until very recently. So I'm actually grateful to have gone through that experience in terms of breeding, some problem-solving and resiliency behaviors. And what that led me into was actually co-founding my first media and technology business with two of my fabulous partners in 2010. We were one of the first digital and social marketing agencies and tech platforms in Los Angeles. And we built a lot of the customer audiences and scaled them for big brands like Toyota, Walt Disney, ABC Family, as well as a number of LA Lakers and a number of startups as well that we helped grow to be fairly large brands like Super 73 Electric Bicycles. So that was a lot of fun. The company is still in existence. I'm no longer actively running it, of course, because we are doing Fios, but I still serve as chairman and get to work with my excellent partners. And it ends up being unbelievably accretive to the rest of, the things that we work on in terms of being able to build a business, build a customer base and an audience. And so that took me into some angel investing and getting into sort of the more technology foundership venture world, which I did over the next 7 or 8 years. and an investment in a different business in 2017 was my first in healthcare. And I knew very little about the space at the time, but I was absolutely fascinated by it. I think it's one of the sort of great unsolved challenges that we haven't quite crossed in this country. So I learned very quickly, and as it happens in startups, they don't all succeed, as we know. So that business didn't end up going. But the learning process was invaluable for me, and I learned so much that it really lit a fire under myself and now my three co-founders to take another run at the space. So that's how we arrived at the intersection of predictive and preventive health and really reimagining the American healthcare system as it is. And, you know, to finish out the story, two of my three other co-founders happen to be my cousins. It's a husband and wife team. Uzo, who is co-founder and our CEO, she is one of five biochemical clinical geneticists in the country and was running the genomics practice at Harvard Medical at the time. And her husband, Eric, who is my cousin, and they're more like siblings, I would say. Eric and I were kind of raised as more as brothers than as cousins, like a big brother to me. Yeah. He's an MD in public health and was running a lot of the public health initiatives for Harvard Medical at the time. So we were in a very fortunate place whereby, you know, I didn't know how to build out proprietary genomic models, but of course Uzo did. And I didn't know how to implement that with blood work and urinalysis and then deploy it from a medical standpoint. But of course, both Eric and Uzo did know that, and they're some of the best in the world at that. So, you know, we kind of found ourselves at the right place and right time and right relationships. And then our fourth co-founder is a longtime and very dear friend, Chris Poulin. And he is one of the leading artificial intelligence minds in the country. He built the original AI systems for the Defense Department, DARPA, around mental health, Naval War College, a lot of the early stuff within Microsoft. So as we were really constructing this, you know, I knew how to take companies to market, how to build out brands and products and product design. And I was just incredibly fortunate to have essentially the other three tools and some of my family and best friends that would round out the curve. So we put together the original founding team and began R&D in 2019. It of course took a couple of years to build out the protocol that I'm going to describe, but that's kind of the backstory and how we arrived here. And then those are the four co-founders, and we've got an amazing, what we call founding partners team, of an additional seven members that span everything from genomic research to graphic and product design to legal to deep scientific research, as well as full stack architecture and AI builds and integration. So it's been a really fun journey to get to where we are, and we're really excited.
Yeah, sounds good.
Well, that sounds great.
It sounds like I got to make a 6-part Netflix show on this. you got an interesting background too.
One day. Well, we always joke when we run into challenges in the business, and there have been many, and there always will be. You know, whenever anybody's feeling like it's kind of rough, you know, we're like, it's all for the book and it's all for the show. One day, guys, let's just
there you
keep
go.
Going.
And Fios. Fios, then, you mentioned, is predictive health, right? So let's talk about that a little bit more. What do you mean by that?
Sure, absolutely. So we kind of approached the holistic concept of healthcare a little bit differently. And where we started was the realization that while we call the largest industry in the world, which is American, quote-unquote, healthcare, we don't actually really have healthcare. What we do have, which we're pretty excellent at, is medical care. And it's a very important distinction. So medical care is to treat people that are either sick or hurt with whatever condition they have, whether it's cancer or a broken arm or Alzheimer's, right? And that's incredibly important because people do get sick and they do get hurt. And we need to have excellent physicians and systems in place to treat them and get them to the other side with the most positive outcome. So important, and it's important to note that what we are not aiming to do is, you know, disrupt is a buzzword that everybody uses. We're not aiming to disrupt the American medical industry. We're aiming to build a similar system that doesn't yet exist in parallel and in partnership with the American medical industry, with one specific difference, and it's that the goal of our science, technology, and protocols is to keep you healthy and out of the medical system for as long as humanly possible, right? Eventually, everyone's going to have to go into that system at one point or another, but we believe that we've created a biosystems protocol as well as a technology protocol that enables you to stay healthy for as long as possible. And if and when you inevitably have to enter the medical system, the other side of the coin, you'll go in with the best data possible and you know, we'll catch things as early as possible, be it cancer or heart disease, which I'll get to in a minute. Providing the best treatment and outcomes to get you out of the medical system and into the true healthcare system, which is what we're aiming to create with the best outcomes possible as quickly as possible. Sorry, go ahead, Vicki.
No, keep going, David. Just keep going.
Okay. So that was our overarching principle and goal. When we started out, and what we looked at is we said, holy cow, believe it or not, if you're going to get sick and then chronically ill and then eventually die, you, me, anybody, you have an 84% chance that it's going to be from one of 10 things. So we call them the top 10. So we took a statistical modeling approach. So, you know, heart disease, cancer, stroke, Alzheimer's, diabetes, liver disease, kidney disease, mental health. So there's 10 of them, which are represented within our materials. And we said, wow, if we could effectively, and then by the way, which we're beginning R&D on later this year, the next 40, so the top 50, get you to about 93%. Mm-hmm. So we started with the first 10, which is at 84%, and we said, if we could design a screening protocol that really comprehensively looked at screening for all 10 of these things, what would that look like? And so that's what we set out to do. And then initially we said, okay, it's going to be a combination of a whole bunch of different data sets. It's going to be your genomics, it's going to be your molecular biochem, so blood, urinalysis, microbiomics, which is your gut health and the bacterium, good and bad, that live in there. And then you're going to have to look at other things, so your family health history, you know, who in your family has had heart attacks, who in your family has had prostate cancer, who in your family has had Alzheimer's, and building out that data set and that tree. And then lastly, there's what we call personal and environmental, which is your health study or your health story, excuse me. And that's about 400 questionnaire data points that map specifically to who you are as an individual. Do you smoke? How old are you? What's your ethnic background? What's your body mass index? What is your diet like? What are your sleep patterns like? Stress patterns? All of these things. Where do you live in the world? So when you combine a data set like that, so genes, blood, microbiome, family health history, and then you as a person, you get an incredibly rich data set for an individual And if you analyze all of those different things, oh, and I forgot one last thing. This is the only thing that we can't do in your home today, but it will always be within 20 minutes of your house, which is a full imaging study, so a full body CT and head and neck MR. So you combine all of those things together, and you're going to get an incredibly clear view of everything going on in your body and what your current disease risk is for each of those 10 things today. And then our predictive analytic modeling is going to show you what it will be in the future. And then you're able to, of course, augment that by, say, quitting smoking, right? Or getting better sleep or exercising more. And so that's the other side of the system that we've built, is we've built an entire system that aggregates and curates the best products and services, both in the digital and physical worlds, to aid you in what we call healthy behavioral change. So that was our approach to the process. And then we said, okay, we spent about two and a half years in R&D, doing the research, figuring this out, clinical studies. And what we ended up with was a proprietary genomic panel that is incredibly vast. It's 1,000 genes and variants per individual. So to give you an idea, 23andMe genome is 97 genes. Color genomics is around 200. So we isolated 1,000 genomic variants and risk scored them to map to those 10 disease conditions. And then we designed a proprietary, incredibly advanced blood panel that then also maps to those, but then also maps to your genes. And the same thing with molecular microbiome, and then your personal environmental, your family health history, and your imaging studies, right? So we got the science done, and then we have to figure out how to productize it. So what we have now figured out a way to do is to be able to deliver everything that I've just described, minus the imaging study, in your home or office in 15 minutes.
Wow.
So imagine, rather than the typical doctor's visit for like a physical, say, that's 3 hours out of your day. By the time you drive there, by the time you park, by the time you sit in the waiting room, then you sit in the exam room, then they take you out and they draw your blood, and then you see the doctor for an average of 4 to 6 minutes, and then, you know, you check out, you fill out the insurance paperwork, you walk back to your car and you drive home. On average, that's about 3 hours out of your day. And so, you know, we were looking at it and we said, I mean, let's be real. Even a really nice doctor's office, even a great concierge doctor, nobody really likes going to the doctor. You'd rather be playing golf. You'd rather be working on whatever you're working on. You'd rather be spending time with your kids, even when it's a really nice doctor's office. So we said, well, wait a minute. What if, when you think about it, what if we bring our protocol to you in your home or office? So think of it very similarly to Uber, except rather than ordering a car, you're ordering a very quick doctor's office with an incredibly advanced diagnostic protocol. So one of our health professionals, you'll download the FHIOS app, and you will schedule your health baseline. One of our health professionals will arrive at your home or office at the time of your choosing. We'll take your vitals. We'll, you know, draw your blood, your genomic samples, your fecal samples. Very pleasant experience. And they will be on their way, and you'll go about your day. And about 5 days later, the results will be back after lab processing and dual artificial intelligence analysis. And then you will have a 60 to 90 minute consult with your FHIOS precision physician to look through all of the results, and the choice will be yours whether you would like to do that virtually through our platform mobile portal or whether you would like to go in and see your precision physician in person. It'll always be the patient, we call them members, it will always be their choice. So that's essentially how the screening product works.
Wow, that's incredible, David. So let me think here. I can either go to a regular doctor in the doctor's office, spend 3 hours of my time, so that after 4 minutes, I walk out with a prescription for a pill that's going to fix me. Or I can go through the files process and actually get treated for what's wrong with me, but more importantly, because you know the whole picture of me, know what to do so that I don't get sick in the future. What a great, great thing. It's incredible that nobody thought of this sooner, David. That's fabulous.
Thank you. Yeah, we're very excited.
I mean, it's like a no-brainer.
And one, you're absolutely right, Vicky. And one thing to highlight is that even, again, we're not trying to replace your current doctor, as I stated earlier, but even if you are going in for your annual physical, which we in no way dissuade you from doing, the amount of data that's collected during an annual physical is, you know, dwarfed by what we're actually collecting in your home. Yeah, so it's a very basic blood panel and essentially your vitals, typically, and that's about it. And even the questionnaires that you answer when you go in, you write on the clipboard, those are more for insurance purposes than they are for your actual health purposes and liability purposes. So we're really interested in getting a rich data set for our members and then providing them that value over time, right? So it's not just a snapshot of your health. It's the ongoing knowledge of what is going on inside of you. And so, you know, an analog that I often give is you know how much money is in your bank account, probably, you know, within a couple of dollars. If you have a stock portfolio, public or private, you know exactly what stocks you own. You probably know how much gas is in your car, more or less. You probably knew what you ate for lunch over the last week. But the vast majority of us, almost all of us, really have no idea what's going on actually day-to-day inside of our body. We
right.
sort of try to guess, and we try to do things that are, you know, we think are healthy. And the reality is that different things are going to be healthy for you, are going to be healthy for Ron, are going to be healthy for me, and unhealthy. Different people have different ways of metabolizing things, and they have different allergies. So, believe it or not, broccoli is actually not great for everybody, and we're all individuals. So, you know, I always say you wouldn't manage a stock portfolio this way, you wouldn't manage your bank account this way, or most anything else in your life. Why are we managing our most important asset, which is our personal health, in a way where we're sort of, you know, guessing when today we have the ability to know? And that's why we named the company Phios, because Phios actually means knowing. And so it's our goal to be able to offer our members the ability not to guess or hope or think that they're being healthier, more or less that they're, you know, walking around not getting sick. And if they do get sick, hopefully they catch it early enough that a doctor can fix them. But for them to know on a daily basis precisely what is going on internally. And to make it... The last part that's incredibly important, we believe, is it has to be fun and enjoyable and convenient and affordable. So, you know, we've made the medical system in this country this labyrinthine, monolithic thing where it's so big and it's so confusing and you can't really ever get a straight answer from hospitals or doctor's offices or insurance companies. That people just want to stay as far away from it as they can for as long as possible. And your health shouldn't be that way. Your health should be fun and enjoyable and engaging and interactive. And it should be affordable and convenient. It should be a pleasant part of every day rather than a scary thing that you're just trying to avoid. So That's a big part of our goal around our product and service design is to adhere to that ethos.
Isn't and you know, funny? David, a lot of
the last time I heard the word fun and big pharma in like the same sentence. You know, they're not really the same. So that's something that's pretty cool that you're doing. But you did leave one thing out, David, about the time. You know, you talk about 3 hours to see the doctor. How about the hour it takes you just to make the appointment on the phone? How about that?
Oh, absolutely. And they may not be able to get you in. And then in terms of timing, so the inconvenience of scheduling is sort of the short of it. But then, you know, everyone makes the joke about, here, you know, take this and call me in the morning. But now it's really take this and let me know how you are 6 weeks from now. And it's like, we need to be faster than that. We need to be nimble and more precision and more individualized. So part of what our platform does is outside of just your baseline screening, it gives you access to a precision physician, and we now have a network of 4,000 plus physicians all over the country in the lower 48 that are API'd into our platform, which is one of our big updates, Vicky, that you asked me about. We're partnering with an incredible company and platform called UberDoc, and they're a network of 4,000 physicians nationwide that gives our members access to a top-tier network of physicians and anywhere in the country. And so, you know, when you need to schedule an appointment, Ron, to your point, it's always the same day thing. So outside of your baseline, getting into more traditional health services, you know, if your kid has the flu or maybe chickenpox or something like that, that's all aggregated and consolidated in the BIOS platform as well. So you can simply schedule a doctor's appointment right then and there. And in 90% of the cases, you will be in front of a physician who has access to your data, by the way. So they know exactly what's going on same day.
And, you know, that's a thing, a concern, David, is that, you know, I may go to Dr. Joe for whatever, but then go over here to Dr. Bill for something different, but he doesn't have any clue from Dr. Joe what he did that might affect what Dr. Bill is going to do, and there's no, like, sharing of information, which is a problem that FIOS is addressing so that everybody that you see knows everything about you, including, most importantly, yourself. You know what's going on so that you're able to understand what they're telling you might go wrong, and so it's much easier to take care of yourself.
Absolutely. You're 100% correct, Vicky. So one of our product features is what we call the Health Data Vault, to your point. So all of your health records, your genes, your blood, everything that we've discussed is encrypted and secured on your own private server base, right? So no matter where you are in the world or what position you're seeing, if you have your phone, your iPhone, or Android, or laptop, or any digital means, you instantly have access to all of your health records and history right there, all in one place. So if you happen to be in Paris and you're riding bikes in the evening, and you know you happen to take a tumble and bump your head, and you've got to go to the emergency room in Paris, you have your health records with you, including your insurance information, right there in your pocket.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's mind blowing.
It's also very important. Sorry, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No. I just was going to say how this is taking health and well-being and wellness to a different level. Because like you say, we're in the age of technology where we have the capability to do this. We just don't know how to, but you're showing everybody the way to better health. And that's great, because the health industry is not concerned with the health and well-being of the end user of that industry. They just want to process them through and do the least that they can about whatever the condition is to get you in and out, get the next person in, because, you know, doctors appear, and I don't know this is just my opinion, doctors appear to be more concerned with the medication they prescribe or the insurance that they get paid from, that's their motivation other than the actual person who's there feeling bad, feeling sick and needs help, is like, oh, well, here, let's just throw pills at you because we get a kickback for every prescription that we write. And even though I know you're going to be back because this pill will create a side effect to that pill that you're already taking, and pretty soon your whole medical health regimen is 10, 15 pills a day to make you worse off than you were when you started. It's just not good.
It isn't good. And to be clear and to your point, there's absolutely a place in the world and in personal health and medical care for pharmaceuticals. No doubt about it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But also to your point, there is and will be an equal place for an equal or greater place for healthy lifestyle and behavioral changes that oftentimes can replace pharmaceutical intervention or at least significantly decrease the need for it. And so that's one of the next things that we thought through and we've now built, which all exists within the FIOS platform. It's all in the app and the web-based platform. So the screening process to collect all of your data and to make sure, you know, you don't have early stage lung cancer or you don't have a brain tumor or you're not going to have a heart attack in 2 weeks because you've got, you know, dual blockages. So once we establish that, we want to keep you in that healthy place, and we want to help you improve it. And so, you know, the screening process takes 5 days end to end. But then what do you do for the other 360 days of the year? So in today's medical industry, essentially what happens is you go through your physical. Your doctor says, hey, you're 30 pounds overweight and you're a smoker and you don't have a great diet and your stress is up and you're not sleeping enough, right? So what I just described is prime candidate for heart disease, which is the number one cause of chronic illness and death in the United States. So great. Thank you for telling me that. You just scared the hell out of me, doc. And what they do is they say, okay, so I want you to improve your diet and eat more leafy greens, stop smoking. I want you to start getting 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night and maybe try some meditation because your stress levels are up, and I want you to exercise more. And so they do that, and then they basically pat you on the butt and they send you on your way. And, you know, I'll see you in 6 months or next year. So the problem with that is if you're not already engaging in those healthy behavioral patterns, it's a little bit of a foreign language to most people, right? So, okay, doctor wants me to meditate. How do I do that? And he wants my sleep patterns to be better. Where do I start? And he wants me to improve my diet and, you know, check out organic markets or farmers market. And he wants me to exercise more, but I don't really exercise right now and I don't have a ton of time for it. So the average person leaves that visit and they really do try. They spend, you know, a few hours on the internet researching meditation apps and researching sleep monitors, and maybe they even buy an Apple Watch. And then they spend a few more hours looking at local gyms versus Pilates studios versus yoga classes. Maybe they even buy some running shoes and try their hand at running. I'm a big runner, and you know, it's my favorite thing and what works for me. But invariably what happens is, because it's not an aggregated and curated experience, what you have is you have hours of research basically starting from ground zero, and a lot of the time their first shot at each one of these healthy behavioral changes is not a success. So they join a gym and they sign up for a year-long membership, and in a week and a half they discover, I don't really like going to the gym, and this is expensive, and you know, maybe running would have been a better choice, or cycling, or maybe they would have liked Pilates or yoga or hiking or whatever. And then, you know, they Google a local farmer's market, and they get there and they discover that it's closed because they didn't look at the hours or, you know, whatever. And then they download one of the thousands of meditation platforms that are out there, and they pay for that. And they get into it and they're like, I'm not really enjoying this, because maybe they downloaded one that's not well suited for them. So the upshot of all of this is, on average, the average person will regress back to the mean, which is the behaviors and lifestyle that they know well and that they're comfortable with and fit within their daily construct within 17 days. And it's not because they don't want to upgrade their lifestyle. It's because the industry's made it a pain in the ass, and it's difficult, and it's not all put together and well vetted right at their fingertips. If we made it easy and affordable, everyone would do it. So what we've done is we've created two different modules. We have FIOS Virtual in the platform. And what that consists of is aggregated, curated, and pre-vetted by our product, science, research, and medical teams. Everything that's in there is pre-vetted, experientially approved as a top-tier product or service. And so you can go there and you have just a buffet of our favorite meditation apps that we know are great, our healthy meal delivery services, our digital workout classes that we've all screened and done the work for you, and then we aggregate them and we curate them and then we discount them. And then in the physical world, we have FIOS Life, which is essentially the idea is to turn your city into your own personal health club. So we actually have people on the ground in each city that go around and find the best farmers markets, the best juice bars, the best health food restaurants, the best gyms, the best Pilates studios, best yoga classes, spas, salons, and those are all uploaded into the FIOS platform. And they're beautiful, and so you can just tap on FIOS Life, and it will find you the best facilities near you in any given category that you would like to try, whether it's getting into yoga or going for a massage or finding a meditation class or finding a healthy market for great produce.
Yeah, just about anything, it sounds like. Yeah, you got it all covered. It sounds like, David, that FIOS is not just the screening. It's you have a lot of other resources involved as well, which is a great add-on to your entire repertoire there. Listen, before we close this out, I got just a couple more things to go over because we're running out of time.
Sure.
The benefits to the food program are pretty obvious for the end user at this point. I mean, you made that pretty clear, and everyone should see that for now. Is there an opportunity for investors on this project as well?
Yes, there is, absolutely. And thank you for asking. So we're currently completely founder-funded. Myself and my three co-founders have been, you know, more or less building it together and doing the funding to date. We have just announced a dual capital raise. We're doing a seed round to get to first market launch, which is $1 million at a $10 million valuation. And then simultaneously, we are launching our A round now, which allows us to reach 14 markets over a 36-month period. And that's going to be a larger raise. So we're in conversations on the seed right now. And then obviously, as we scale and we close our A round, likely middle of this summer, the seed investors get a 2.5 step up. So we do want to reward our early partners and our early investors with a significantly lower valuation, and then scale up from there. So both are actively open as of now. We are moving pretty quickly on them, but we'd be happy to have conversations with anyone that's interested in either level. And we have very detailed investor decks, as you've seen, and financial pro formas and data room and all of that good stuff.
Exactly. Okay. All right. Well, if someone is interested, how do they get a hold of you? How do they get more information? What's the websites or anything?
Yeah, so there is a website. It's fioshealth.com, FHIOS health.com. I'm very responsive, as are my co-founders, via email. Anyone that would like to shoot me an email, it's going to be david@phtholdings.com. The reason for the parent company, the holding company, is Precision Health Technology Holdings, which we really wanted to sort of keep a bit under the radar while we were completing all of our research and development. So david@phtholdings.com is a great way to reach out to me. And then conversely, of course, they can probably reach out to either one of you our partner Vendi at Philanthro Investors, who has been an unbelievable support as we continue on this next leg of our journey. Wanted to give a shout out to them, which is actually how I met both of you fine people.
Exactly. Yeah, no, that's great. That's great. And we're going to link everything that you just said in the show notes. So if anyone's listening to this, you should be able to just click on a link and go there. But, Vicky, I'll tell you, here's my takeaway from this podcast. When David meets up with his friends, they start amazing companies. And when I meet up with my friends, we go bowling. So something's really
nice. Maybe you need better friends.
To be fair, I do like bowling as well. And next time I'm in Vegas, we'll definitely have to go bowling together. Or Top Golf, maybe.
And don't forget the beers.
I will not. You have my word on that.
So Vicky, why don't you close this out with any last question or comments to David?
Well, you know why I like your company, Fios, David, is because you're addressing and solving a problem at the core of the problem instead of on the fringes. So the likelihood of being successful in solving it is, well, more likely because you have all of the information. And not only FIOs or the doctors working, but the actual patient who's going to you, the actual end user, also has knowledge. Because like you said, you go to the doctor says, oh, you need more exercise, why don't you go this or that, and then they leave, but there's no like buy-in to it because the doctor is just giving you a pat answer, go get more exercise or, you know, eat healthier or lose 5 pounds or whatever, but they don't tell you how to do it, they don't explain why you should do it, and they don't give you any kind of goals to meet so that you can feel like you've accomplished something and you've done something. And that's what FIOS is giving patients, the ability to basically be in control of their bodies and their health more so than is what's happening now. And that's just great. I love it. I love people who change the world, David, and that's exactly what you and FIOS are doing. You're impacting and you're changing for the better, and I love it.
Thank you so much.
We need to find investors.
Very kind compliment, Nikki.
It's the truth, David. It's the truth. So, Ron, I think we should find some investors so that we can bring FIOS to Vegas. What do you think?
That's not a bad idea at all. And in fact, I wouldn't mind having FIOS come to my house, too. I got to do a screening one of these days.
There you go.
That's right.
So, anyway,
we'll be sure to move Vegas up. It is in our launch plan, but we can talk offline and we can move it up in terms of our 14-city rollout so we can get it to your living room, Ron.
Sounds great. All right, David. Listen, thanks again for being a guest on the show. Vicky, thanks for co-hosting it. Folks, you're listening to the Mappable USA podcast at mappableusa.com. If you just go to that website, scroll down, you'll see all our syndication sources. Subscribe, and you'll never miss another one of our episodes. If you want to be a guest on the show, like David was today, there's a guest tab there. Fill that out. We'll see what we can do about getting you on the show. And if you like what you heard today, send us an email at info@mappableusa.com or just leave a comment on whatever page you're listening to this on right now. So thanks for listening. Thanks for your support. We'll see you next time with another Mappable USA podcast. Have a great week, everyone.